الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن نبينا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتيناك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers, elders and friends, indeed it is an accepted fact and it is an irrefutable reality that every verse of the Holy Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every verse of the Holy Quran is the most accurate, the most authentic. Every verse of the Holy Quran carries such a beautiful message and has such a powerful impact on the hearts of humanity. But if we study the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will realize and understand that there are certain selected surahs of this Qur'an that enjoy some extra merit and virtue. They have been granted some extra importance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst these noble, special, significant surahs of the Qur'an is a very short surah that consists of just 7 short verses, which you and I recite every day of our life. Not once, not twice, not thrice, but several times daily. And everyone seated here at this point has committed this entire surah to memory. And is able to recite it at any given time of the day or the night. What is this surah referred to? This is none other than the surah of mercy. Wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes manifest His true, boundless, limitless rahmah and mercy. This is the surah of praise, wherein Allah Rabbul Izzah exhibits His true glory and praise. This is the surah of shifa and cure, that serves as a remedy for all spiritual and physical maladies. This is none other than the opening surah of the Quran, Suratul Fatiha. Ulama have written that whoever wants to understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever wishes to understand the cry and the plea of the Qur'an Majeed, he should first commence with studying this noble surah, which Allah has selected to be the opening surah of the Qur'an. Let us ask ourselves this question. How many of us have understood the message of Suratul Fatiha? Daily we're reciting the surah in every rak'ah, every salah. But have you understood what is Allah telling us in the surah? This is the summary of the entire message of the Qur'an Majeed. 7 verses given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a bounty from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي Allah says, O Muhammad, we have granted you 7 verses that are very often recited. They are very often recited. They are repeated all the time. And this is a sign of the miraculous nature of the Qur'an, that these 7 verses, that everyone recites it, and no one ever becomes tired of these verses. Let us a few minutes try to understand the message of this surah, which Allah has selected to be the opening surah of the Qur'an. Allah Rabbul Izzah, the very opening verse of the surah, which is the opening verse of the entire Qur'an Majeed, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah makes it very clear to you and I. Remember whatever your enjoyment you have in this world, whatever bounty or favor you enjoy in this world, whether in the form of wealth, or health, or children, or properties, or degrees, remember the praise does not come to you. Allah is deserving of that praise. Insan, you are very deficient. You are not worthy of being praised in this world. Praise goes back to Allah. In the opening verse of the entire Qur'an, Allah makes it very clear that Allah is the one who has blessed you with that favor. And therefore he is only worthy of being praised. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah refers to himself as the Rabb. And ulama have mentioned this word Rabb. It is repeated more than 800 times in the Quran Majeed. And daily in our du'as we make this du'a. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا. Daily this word Rabb is being repeated in our tongues. Have you understood the meaning of the word Rabb? The very first attribute and quality that has been mentioned in the Quran Majeed that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the quality of being Rabb. What is the meaning of Rabb? Scholars then explain, Rabb refers to that powerful being who brings someone from nothing and then makes him into something. At one stage we never exist in this world. Allah brought us into existence. Allah nurtured us, took care of us, and still Allah is doing so. Who is Allah? He is the Rabb. Of who? Not just mankind, not just the jinn, not just the angels, not just the animals. Allah in the opening verse of His Quran says, Rabbil Alameen. He is the Rabb of every world. Scientists have this. And what is the meaning of Rabbul Alameen? That there are plus minus 100,000 million planets that make up the Milky Way galaxy. There are another 100,000 million galaxies that make up one universe. Another 100,000 million universes that make up one multiverse. And it goes on, you have the cosmos. Allah says He's the Rabb of every single thing. All of this put together is not even equal to the tip of a needle in the eyes of Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The animal world, the jinn world, the angel world, the human world, all of this is under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the very opening verse of the Quran Majeed, Allah wants us to understand His true majesty and grandeur. Allah wants us to apply ourselves, try to make an attempt to understand the true power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. Allah says, oh insan, you have not understood, you have not realized who is your creator. And this is a repeated message of the Quran Majeed. Then comes the second verse, which is the second opening verse of the entire message of Allah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Very often we find in this world, when a person enjoys some power and authority, then he starts to abuse his power on others below him. It's very difficult to approach him, to put forward your complaints. He's a very hard and harsh person. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like that. Allah is the most powerful, yet the most merciful. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The most compassionate, the most merciful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once drew an analogy, citing the example of a traveler, illustrating the boundless and limitless mercy of Allah. So he cites an example of a traveler who was traveling all alone just by his animal, having placed his goods, his food, his water, all his belongings on the back of this animal. And as he's holding the reins of this animal, when suddenly he loses control, and this animal disappears from him, and goes far away from his sight, he goes into a panic, he goes to and fro in search for his animal, and now he becomes excited. There's no means of livelihood, there's no way of him surviving in this desert, until the entire day passes by. And I becomes exhausted. And he loses all hope in finding his camel again. At the end of the day, استَظَلَّ تَحْتَ شَجَرَةً. He goes under a tree. And he takes some shelter under a tree. In this pitiable condition, having lost all hope in ever surviving, realizing these are his last few moments of his life. And in this condition, his eyes closes. And he falls off to sleep. And after some time, his eyes opens. He awakens from that sleep of his. And to his amazement and surprise, he is shocked and baffled to see that very same animal standing right next to him. Nabi alayhi salam says, this traveler goes into such an ecstasy in that utter excitement and enjoyment. Instead of praising Allah by saying, Allahumma anta rabbi. Oh Allah, you are my creator. I am your servant. He reverses the sequence around. Allahumma anta abdi. In that utter enjoyment, In that excitement, oh Allah, you are my servant. I am your creator. And then Nabi alayhi salam tells his sahaba, and the message is for his entire ummah, لَاللَّهُ أَفْرَحُ بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدٍ. Allah is so merciful. When a servant of Allah turns towards him in repentance, Allah becomes more joyed than that traveler when he finds his camel after losing all hope. This is the meaning of rahmah. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا. Allah addresses the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell them, oh my beloved servants. Who are the beloved servants of Allah? Who fits the definition of being the beloved and chosen servant of Allah? Not those who are daily engaged in all ibadah. Yes, they are, of course. Allah addresses us in this verse. And this is a message for you and I. الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Those have really went past the boundary line. Those who have wronged themselves and violated every order and command of Allah. They have oppressed themselves. Allah is addressing us. Listen to the message of Allah. What is Allah then saying? لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. No matter what is your condition, never become despondent in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. With great emphasis, Allah then explains that He forgives every sin. Why? إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is most forgiving. Yeah, in the second opening verse of the Qur'an Majeed, الرحمن الرحيم. Allah draws our attention to His boundless and His limitless mercy and rahmah. And there are many more hadith proving the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no time to go into every hadith. Then the next third verse of this opening surah of the Qur'an. So the first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His majesty and His grandeur. And then the next verse, Allah draws our attention to His mercy. And every ayat is a message that is repeated throughout the Qur'an Majeed. Then comes the third verse, Maliki Yawmi Deen. Allah now draws our attention to the day of recompense, when everyone on that day will have to submit before the decision and the order of Allah. On that day you will forget all your power and authority you enjoyed in this world. Whatever authority and power you had in this world will all come to a complete end. Every single person will have to submit before the order of Allah. To the extent even the Anbiya alayhimus salam, the cream of the creation of Allah, will be making this one dua, Ya Rabbi Sallim, Ya Rabbi Sallim. Oh Allah, grant us ease, grant us peace. And on that day of Qiyamah, everyone will have to stand before Allah. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تُرْجُمَانِ. No interpreter, no translator, directly. He'll have to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answer for every deed of his in this world. Therefore the hadith, الْكَيِّسُ مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ. A wise person is he who reckons himself. He does stop taking of his actions and he prepares for the journey to come after death. مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Then the next verse of this opening surah of the Qur'an, Allah now corrects our yaqeen, our belief system. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. O man, whenever you require anything in this world, put your head before Allah alone. Ask Allah for help and assistance. No one can help or assist you other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on many occasions, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried to get this correct yaqeen to be embedded and ingrained in the deep recesses of the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And therefore we have many ahadith proving that whenever a person, whenever Sahaba radiallahu anhum required anything in this world, the first thing they turned their attention and focus to Allah alone. And that must be our yaqeen, our conviction, our certitude in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever Allah is saying is the most correct, the most accurate, and therefore we should only worship Allah alone, only ask Him for help and assistance whenever we need. Then the next few verses of this surah, the last three verses of this noble opening surah of the Quran, Allah teaches us a very beautiful dua. And this is a dua for hidayat and guidance. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And daily we ask Allah Rabbul Izzah in every rakat of every salah. Oh Allah, grant us hidayat to that straight path. Allah then elaborates and explains what is meant by as-sirat al-mustaqim. It is referred, what is being referred to by this straight path? Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. the path of those who have been blessed by Allah. And then Allah elaborates again, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Not the path of those who have earned the wrath and anger of Allah, nor the path of those who went astray. Scholars explained, who is referred to as مغضوب عليهم? The Jews and the Yahud, who had knowledge, but failed to bring that knowledge into practice. They are being referred to as those who have been angered by Allah, those who have earned the anger and wrath of Allah. ولا الضالين, and those who went astray. Allah is referring to the Christians who had practice in their lives, but they had no true knowledge. Therefore, their practice was built on jahala and ignorance. And this straight path of hidayah and the straight path of as-sirat al-mustaqim is the path that combines the best of both, knowledge together with practice. Like one is encouraged to do righteous deeds and perform noble actions in this world, similarly one is greatly encouraged to acquire the true knowledge of deen. And this combines the best of the both groups, the Jews and the Christians. And right at the end of this verse, upon the completion of this surah, when the Imam says, "Wala dhalin," we are commanded to say Ameen. And Nabi alayhi salam says, whoever says Ameen upon the dua that is being recited in this surah, and his Ameen coincides with the Ameen of the angels that attend the congregation, let him know all his past sins are forgiven. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to understand the message of the Quran and help us implement every law mentioned thereby, and to grant us the ability to go to the ulama and take out some time to understand what is Allah telling us in the Quran, and grant us the true understanding of every verse of the Quran. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.